Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny early on today, then some scattered showers and thunderstorms with our high nearing 78. Showers may continue overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 56. Sunny and 80 on Saturday, then clear skies into Saturday night with a low around 49. Sunny and 79 throughout Sunday, then clear skies into Sunday night with a low around 53. Warming up on Monday, sunny and 86. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 52 degrees.
Mid-American Network News. A business in Topeka is donating half of a one night's proceeds to a local nonprofit that helps out people living with disabilities. The Capper Foundation partnered with Axe and Ale, who donated half of their proceeds from lane rentals to the foundation. Co-owner Chelsea Huston told more to KSNT.
I personally have a passion with Capper Foundation and what they do. And so when I got to set this one up, I was just ecstatic.
The foundation's community engagement manager, Jared Guth, emphasized the importance of having partners with the foundation.
With Axe and Ale giving 50% of what they're doing today in sales, that's huge. And we appreciate that kind of partnership because, we can't do the nonprofit thing alone. We need partners for that to happen.
Axe and Ale will continue their support of the Capper Foundation. Mid-American Network News, I'm Felix Johnson.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Looking for a career to fulfill your personal and professional goals? Serving part-time in the Kansas Army National Guard may be your perfect fit. We live here, we work here, we serve here. The Guard will pay you to train in skills you need to excel in critical job roles. With over 130 career paths available, you're sure to find the right job for you. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community in emergencies. Learn more at nationalguard.com/guard.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
In June, abortion providers filed a lawsuit against state officials, challenging several restrictions to the Women's Right to Know Act. The act was established in 1997 and has been amended several times over the last years. Denise Harrell from the Alliance Defending Freedom gave more detail to the lawsuit.
A woman isn't able to functionally exercise her decision one way or the other. That's when you have a strict scrutiny problem. But simply giving a woman information, just like these abortion providers have done for 26 years, that's not impairing a woman's right to choose to have an abortion one way or the other.
Emily Wales of Planned Parenthood Great Plains gave further detail to KSNT about the national situation.
You cannot access abortion care except in a few parts of this country. And for us right now, we feel compelled to give patients who are going to get back in the car for 15 hours medically accurate information because we know they're scared to talk to providers at home. We want them to know they can trust us with real information.
Judge K. Christopher Jayaram decided that he needed more time to make the decision. Mid-America Network News, I'm Felix Johnson.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property. It also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Felix Johnson. Farmers all across the state are learning how to use AI technology to help with their water management from Zimatic by Lindsay. With AI technology rapidly growing in all industries, the agriculture industry does not want to be left behind. Senior project manager Justin Gibson had more to say to KSNB Local 4.
What we can do on the prediction side is bring in a lot of different data streams that are relevant for irrigation scheduling. So one of them is going to be weather. If it's hot outside, if the crop can get a little bit thirstier and use more water. Kind of the opposite of that if it's really cool and raining.
Zimatic by Lindsay offers a product called a Field Net Advisor, which utilizes AI to monitor irrigation and is accessible by cell phone. The advisor takes many more measurements, including weather, to make recommendations in the future. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
An explosion inside a shipping container at the Union Pacific Bailey Yard in North Platte generated toxic smoke when one of the chemicals aboard caught fire. The explosion around noon Thursday occurred inside an intermodal container on a rail car at the Union Pacific Yards. It's not clear what caused the explosion. No one was injured. No cars derailed. Authorities evacuated everyone within a mile radius of the explosion at the western end of the rail yard because of the smoke.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual U.S. 36 treasure hunt continues Friday and Saturday in communities along and adjacent to the Pony Express Highway. Expect increased traffic as a result, with many from outside this area. Big Give Gage Thursday raised over $360,000 from over 1,900 contributions towards 70 nonprofit organizations that will be matched through local sponsors and the Gage County Foundation. Blue Rapids Community Match Week continues with the annual Match Day coming up Monday. Zita Dunzing, a volunteer board member, explains how the match program works and benefits the 24 nonprofits in the Blue Rapids community. She'll be a guest on our public affairs program Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Mail-in donations need to be postmarked by September 18th. Online donations may be submitted anytime at BlueRapidsMatchDay.com. or may be dropped off in person Monday at the community center in Blue Rapids. Homecoming is Friday at Marysville, Axtell, and Washington County. Homecoming parade at Marysville Friday at 2. United Bank and Trust tailgate at the City Park begins at 5. Axtell Homecoming Parade Friday at 1:45. Pep rally at 2. Washington County Homecoming Parade Friday at 2:10. United Bank and Trust tailgate party at the football field begins at 5. An injury accident Wednesday evening was reported in Beatrice. A motorcycle collided with a van at 13th and Market. The motorcycle driver, 21-year-old Austin Newman of Beatrice, was transported to the Beatrice Airport and life-flighted to a Lincoln hospital, listed Thursday in stable condition. The van driver, 51-year-old Jana Fletcher of Beatrice, was not injured. The annual Fall Fest is Saturday in Washington, with the car and truck show beginning at 9, inflatables from 10 to 2:30, a vendor fair 10 to 2, poker walk at 3, and cornhole tournament begins at 4:30. Pulled pork dinner will be featured as part of the barbecue cook-off in front of Brick Street Financial, People's Choice at 7:30 p.m., live music featuring the Soul Preachers Saturday at 8 in Washington. Steel City celebrates 150 years this weekend.
It actually started well before 1873. In 1860, they had two settlements, Freeport, which was across the river, and then they had Jenkins Mill. And it really started with Jenkins Mill because they had a mill there, a hotel there, a couple stores. It was the first school in the county. It was the first newspaper in the county. Then the railroad moved in, and so you had the river, the mill, the railroad, and a big hill. So it wasn't conducive for Jenkins Mill to grow in that period of time. Plus, they had a flood of 1869, which pretty well wiped out everything. And so then the decision was made, hey, let's move to this new area. Originally, it was called Steelburg rather than Steel City, and then later they changed the name.
Dennis Kenning is with the Jefferson County Historical Society and says activities are planned Saturday and Sunday in Steel City.
Tractor show 2 days, antique pole. There's an antique stock tractor class that we're bringing back, which is a percentage pole. At the same time, we have another track that we do garden tractors on. And then on Sunday morning, there's a tractor drive. And then Sunday afternoon, we normally have the tractor parade, but we'll also have a community parade that will go right with it. And so the historical buildings are open. There's four of them. They'll have live demonstrations with the sawmill, shingle mill, blacksmith shop, music on the grounds. We have on Sunday an old-fashioned church service in that Baptist church and the Stone Church. And then on the town side or village side, we got a car show Saturday morning, silent auction, 150th program, and we have a street dance that night, Saturday night. And then Sunday we have a kids' corner with inflatables, rock climbing wall, caricature artists, face painting, just a lot of things going on there for the kids. And then, you know, it will all come to a conclusion here at 3:15 when we have the parade. So, you know, we're really looking forward to it. We think we have some good activities. And I think probably the best part is it's all free.
Among the annual events, the tractor show remains a big draw at Steel City Days.
There's been a couple years here where we've had, for the tractor show itself, we've had over 100 tractors. Probably twice that I can remember that we had that many tractors there. Now, if you look at the entire weekend with the pole and everything that's going on, if you count the garden tractors, so forth, you know, we'll have well over 100 tractors. So the difference in our show is that it's non-competitive. We don't go around and judge them. So you can bring your tractor in any condition. It's for the people that enjoy those old farm tractors.
Charles S. Chuck Brugenier, age 88, of Waterville, passed away Thursday. Graveside service Saturday, 2:30 at the Riverside Cemetery, Waterville, with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Chuck Brugenier. John A. Pishney, Sr., age 87, of Fairbury, passed away Monday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Faith Hall at United Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Czech Moravian Cemetery south of Blue Rapids. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for John Pishney, Sr. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, runs a casserole, cornbread, broccoli and cauliflower salad, and blushing pears. Monday's menu, barbecue chicken, mac and cheese, broccoli, cinnamon, applesauce. KNDY News, time is 7:16.
Join United Bank and Trust for the homecoming tailgate party this Friday evening in the Marysville City Park. Bulldog fans come together for a night of fun with free food, t-shirts, and entertainment beginning at 5. Join me, Max Blasky, as I visit with MHS head coach Tony Trimble for the KNDY Coaches Corner live at 5:20. The MHS cheerleaders cheer the team on to victory as the homecoming king and queen candidates are introduced. It's all free Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Marysville City Park, hosted by United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some sunshine early on today, otherwise a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. Showers may continue overnight tonight, staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-50s. Sunshine into Saturday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, and clear skies into Saturday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. More sunshine Sunday, a bit warmer with our highs in the upper 70s than mid-80s. And partly cloudy skies into Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Sunshine will continue into Monday. Temperatures rise with our highs in the lower 80s and lower 90s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And partly cloudy skies into Monday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers into Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower 80s and lower 90s. Then showers and thunderstorms may continue Tuesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. And more rain on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-September 82, record high in this date 100. The average low 58, the record low 33. Sunset this evening 7:37, sunrise in the morning at 7:08. It's 52 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday the 15th of September. KNDY News Time, 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Mark your calendars for September 11th through the 18th for the Blue Rapids Circle of Giving Match Day, hosted by the Blue Rapids Community Foundation. Thanks to the generosity of the Patterson Family Foundation, we have up to $70,000 in available matching funds to support area charitable organizations. Donations between $25 and $3,500 will be matched at 50%. To donate, either visit BlueRapidsMatchDay.com to make a gift online, mail in your donation to the Blue Rapids Community Foundation, or join us for our in-person event on September 18th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Community Center. You do not want to miss this opportunity to do more good for the Blue Rapids community.
The Vikings fumble their way to a loss in Philadelphia. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Vikings lost four fumbles visiting the Eagles last night, and Philadelphia would make them pay. Jalen Hurts getting things done on the run and through the air.
Is Hurts. Hurts is back. Hurts looks. Still looking. He is going deep for Smith, who has it. 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Devontae Smith!
The call on 94 WIP, one of two connections between Smith and Hurts for over 50 yards. Hurts would also sneak in two TDs himself. The Eagles survived a late comeback and win 34-28. Philadelphia rushed for 259 yards to just 28 for the Vikings. Hurts says it's just one of the many ways they can win.
We rushed for 255 yards. You know, they didn't stop that. And that's a testament to the O-line, the way DeAndre ran the ball and other guys when they ran the ball and they had their opportunities. But winning lists a ton of different ways.
To the baseball pennant races, the Rays opening a four-game set against the top of the East Orioles in Baltimore. Top seven knotted at three until Luke Rayleigh untied the knot.
3-1 is hit high in the air and deep to center. This has a chance. Mullins back at the wall, leaps, and it's gone! Luke Rayleigh with a bomb to center field.
The call on 620 WDAE, that made it 4-3 Rays. That was your final. The Rays closing to within one game of the O's for the division lead. In the AL wildcard race, the Rangers currently hold the second spot, while the Blue Jays are a game behind the Mariners for the third. Texas wouldn't do Toronto any favors last night, completing a four-game sweep up north.
Here's the pitch to Seager. The lefty swings and belts one. Deep right field. Biggio going back. He turns. He looks. That ball is history.
The call on 105.3, the Fan. Corey Seager drove in three on the night. The Rangers rout the Blue Jays 9-2. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Friday Night Football, Marysville entertains Chapman live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Live audio with a streaming link available on our KNDY website as well. Omega hosts Concordia, Clay Setters, and Abilene. In our Friday feature game, Axtell entertains Clifton Clyde live on FM 95.5. Hanover kicks off at Osborne. Washington County entertains Lynn. Frankfort home to Linden. Valley Heights, Troy. Centralia at Onega. Friday Night Football, it's homecoming for Marysville, hosting Chapman live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Axtell entertains Clifton Clyde live on FM 95.5.
Circle P Processing in Waterville is looking for teams to compete in their annual barbecue smoke-off fundraiser October 7th. $600 cash payout plus prizes for overall champion, $300 cash plus prizes for people's choice, and $75 cash for best in brisket, ribs, chicken thighs, and dessert. Sign-up deadline is September 27th. $300 entry fee per team, while all meat will be provided by Circle P. Test your skills against the best for a good cause at the Circle P Processing Barbecue Smoke-Off Fundraiser. Visit Circle P in Waterville by September 27th to sign up.
Here's a look at your ag news on this Friday morning, September the 15th. From the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, hey, if it's Friday, it's time for the Stackline Report.
Hey, friends, you know, back a few years ago, we had some people at the Kansas State Fair, higher-ups, that kind of wanted to play down agriculture. They did that in Oklahoma City. They changed their mind pretty quick after a few people told them what they thought, including yours truly. I'm at the largest agricultural display. In fact, it's probably the largest display at the Kansas State Fair. Why and where? Right here, the north side of the fairgrounds. Here's the guy that's responsible for it. He's been here a while, too. The Tractor Man, Leroy Schmidt, Schmidt Sales and Service. And Leroy, you have got unbelievable number of tractors and stuff here for a display.
Actually, we outdid ourselves this year. We're larger this year than we were last year. And I can tell you, there are 95 pieces on this lot.
95 pieces?
95 pieces.
Yep. And I got to tell you, you've been here a year or two.
This is our 47th year.
47th year.
Yep.
Why would you come to the Kansas State Fair?
You know, we see a lot of interesting people, and they repeat the following year, and we get to visit with them, and ask them. Also, we get some sales off of it.
That's good. That's the name of the game. No doubt about that. Yeah. You're called the Tractor Man. I'm setting on a brand new piece of equipment. Tell me about this.
Yeah, this is a stripper head that's just been introduced. Probably this is the first show that it's been at. Built in Smith Center, Kansas. For wheat and for rice, either one.
Goes on any combine?
It'll go on any combine.
It's called a stripper header.
Stripper,
now.
The Falcon by Applequist.
And folks, thank you for being with us here on the Stickline.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Barry Flinchball served agriculture, Kansas, and K-State for many years by helping teach agriculture policy to others. K-State's Jenny Ift, who is the Flinchball Agriculture Policy Chair, discusses the recently announced Barry Flinchball Center for Ag Policy. She first recounts the legacy of Flinchball.
For anybody that ever met Barry Flinchball at least once, you can't forget him. He was a great storyteller, and he's great at clearly explaining different concepts in agricultural policy in a way that you could really remember it. And he taught undergraduate agricultural policy at Kansas State for 49 years. So he was a beloved teacher, educator, mentor. He was involved in several farm bills. He had a really strong network of people working in agricultural policy. He worked with politicians across several years, across different parties. He was a really strong supporter of Kansas agriculture and of, you know, the people that worked in agriculture and lived in rural areas.
Ift next explains what the center will support and wants to accomplish.
It's going to be a freestanding organization that works in partnership with the K-State Office of Engagement. They're really interested in student engagement. Also working with stakeholders in agriculture and their supply chains to identify innovative solutions to current and future challenges facing agriculture and rural communities.
In her position as chair, she reviews the work she plans to do and what she intends it to benefit.
You know, we're working really hard to make sure that we're coordinating and partnering together to identify key priorities for the chair. But there are a couple areas that have come across as really important. The first is undergraduate education. We also just generally want to support students who want to have policy careers in D.C., so put some resources into that. In terms of extension and outreach, the Farm Bill series is really a part of what I do as a chair. I'll be doing some policy updates for different groups over the course of the next year. You know, on the research side, I'm doing a lot of applied research that does address current and future challenges. So, you know, trying to understand the effectiveness of forage safety net products, some which are quite new. I'm studying how often and why farmland turns over in Kansas. That has a lot of policy implications. So, you know, again, trying to make sure that the research I do, both myself and in collaboration with people in the department, is really focused on current and future challenges.
That was Flinchball Agriculture Policy Chair Jenny Ift with information about how the Barry Flinchball Center for Ag Policy and the chair will interact to support current and future concerns in ag policy. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Tumbleweeds are an iconic symbol of the American West, but do you know where they come from? We take a closer look on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, September 15th, the 258th day of the year. The First Lady of Mystery Stories, Agatha Christie, was born on this day, and the domain name Google.com was registered 26 years ago. Tumbling tumbleweeds are an iconic symbol of the American West. Would you be surprised to learn they're not native to North America at all? Tumbleweed is actually Russian thistle, believed to have been transported here by Russian immigrants in contaminated flaxseed. The invasive 3-foot-tall plant breaks off at ground level when mature, tumbling across the landscape to spread its seed far and wide. Russian thistle loves barren ground, so the best way to control an infested area is to replace it with another healthy ground cover. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free newsletter at almanac.com.
7:30 from KNDY, it's 53 degrees. Seasonal highs around 80 heading into the weekend. Scattered chance for showers indicated by radar across central, north central Nebraska, parts of central, south central Kansas. Mostly hit and miss lighter shower activity this hour.
Mid-America Sports Network, I'm Felix Johnson. Chiefs signed all-pro defensive tackle Chris Jones to a reworked one-year deal to end his holdout. Jones missed all of training camp, forfeiting about $2 million, and then missed and surrendered one game check of about $1.08 million, missing the very first game for the Kansas City Chiefs against the Detroit Lions. With his reworked deal earlier this week, Jones can make up to $6 million more on top of his $19.5 million base salary. The Chiefs also look to add Travis Kelce after missing the very first game against the Lions with a bone bruise in his knee. With the returning cavalry, the Chiefs look to get into the winning column for the first time in the 2023 season in Jacksonville against the Jaguars, followed by the Bears coming to Arrowhead, and then the Chiefs head out to MetLife Stadium to take on the Jets. Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Felix Johnson.
The Fox Kansas ICT Local Spotlight is shining a light on the amazing local businesses in Wichita to remind you to shop locally and support businesses like Little Buster's Sports Bar and Grill in Derby, Easy Credit Auto Sales, Empire Taco of Mulvane, Whiskey Dick's Bar and Grill, and Wynn Insurance. Wichita really does have it all. So keep your dollars close to home and let's continue to grow together by supporting these ICT local businesses.
Social Security belongs to you. You work hard and pay into it. So it's only fair for you to expect to get the money you've earned to help cover living expenses and bills, and not for politicians to use as a piggy bank. That's why AARP is fighting to protect your Social Security so you get what you've earned. Learn more at aarp.org/you earned it. That's aarp.org/you earned it. Paid for by AARP.
Just 2 weeks into the college football season, and both the Kansas State Wildcats and the Kansas Jayhawks find themselves at 2-0. The Wildcats with wins over Southeast Missouri State and Troy, and the Jayhawks have wins over the Bears of Missouri State and the Fighting Illini of the University of Illinois. The Jayhawks star quarterback Jalen Daniels has been dealing with some back issues all the way through summer camp and early on in the season, but head coach Lance Leipold had this to say about his return.
Well, you can see the excitement, from the fan base. He has that type of spark, same way he is in the locker room and where he is for his football team when he steps in the huddle. So
it will be a long Big 12 season before the Wildcats and Jayhawks are able to meet in David Booth Memorial Stadium on November 18th of this season. It'll be each team's second and last game, with the Jayhawks going to Cincinnati to finish up their season and the Wildcats playing the Cyclones of Iowa State. Mid-America Sports Network, I'm Felix Johnson.
Friday Night Football, Marysville entertains Chapman live on AM 1570, FM 94.1.
Live audio with a streaming link available on our KNDY website as well. Omega hosts Concordia, Clay Setters, and Abilene. In our Friday feature game, Axtell entertains Clifton Clyde, live on FM 95.5. Hanover kicks off at Osborne. Washington County entertains Lynn. Frankfort home to Linden. Valley Heights, Troy. Centralia at Onega.
It's homecoming week for the Marysville Bulldogs as they host the Chapman Irish Friday on FM 94.1 and AM 1570. A North Central Kansas League matchup, head coach Tony Trimble on what he's looking for from his team.
I think the key for us this week is our linemen just getting off the football like we asked them to and getting into somebody and staying with it till the whistle blows.
Pre-game starts at 6:45 with kickoff slated for 7 p.m. Don't miss a minute of the action live with KNDY. KNDY's featured game of the week pits the Axtell Eagles on homecoming against the Clifton Clyde Eagles. Axtell head coach Eric Detweiler on a high-powered Clifton Clyde offense.
I think they're a pretty balanced team and get a lot of team speed. You know, then they do have some size where combine those speed with that size, well, yeah, it makes them a very good, difficult team to prepare for it.
Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. as Axtell hosts Clifton Clyde this Friday on FM 95.5.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer we found.